You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokwolu. Our Bible reading is Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 to 24. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet, what I shall choose, I want not, for I am in strait between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. A lot of people on earth are afraid of death or afraid of dying. It's a fear. You don't need to say it. It's there. We know that it is quietly there. When you step in into an aircraft, when you step on the road, when your body begins to get sick, sometimes the first thing you think of is, will it be the time I'm going to die? So there's truly the fear of death. But as we look at the scriptures, the apostles didn't have that kind of fear. How can somebody say that he desire? He said in verse 23, he said, for I am in strait between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. He's thinking, should I remain alive? Should I die? I would have preferred to die to be with Jesus. How can somebody be talking like death like that? Many of us today don't even like talking about death. Here's an apostle writing about death, writing his own epistle, talking about the fact that he's thinking of dying. Some of you will say, oh, no, don't talk like that. Don't talk about death. You are not going to die. Even Peter, he said, I am ready to be poured out. Look at the way they handle death. And I was asking, Lord, how did these people, how did they come? What do they know that death became nothing to them? That they were not afraid to die. They rather look forward to dying. We must know what they knew. And do you know that this scripture revealed it? Essentially, two critical things. Number one, he said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. For many of us, our living is not about Christ. That's why our dying also is not about Christ. I realize that people who live for Christ are not afraid of dying. Those who live for Christ, they are not afraid of dying. They desire to be with Jesus. The revelation of Christ, the knowledge of Christ draws a man to want to be with Jesus in eternity. He does not mind to leave this world. You see, this world does not have a hold upon a man that truly knows Christ. The second thing is this. A man that has discovered his purpose and has fulfilled it is not afraid of dying. Paul knew that he has completed his assignment. He said, I have finished my race. Henceforth is laid for me a crown of righteousness. Jesus said, it is finished. And then he gave up the spirit. Those who understood their purpose and went about it to fulfill it, they are not afraid of dying. Because when you have finished what you were created to do, what else are you waiting for? You are done. The remaining is just extra time. So what else are you looking for? You are already fulfilled because you know you have fulfilled your purpose. Those who don't know purpose cannot be fulfilled. That's why. Whatever God has called you to be, to do, whatever he wants to do in your life, please commit all your heart to it. You will soon realize that death has no hold on you. You will soon realize that death is nothing. Because you look down like, I finished my assignment. And then, living for Jesus, you will discover that there is nothing as sweet as being with Christ. You will want to be with him because what you experience being physically alive, what you experience with Jesus is indescribable. So you want to enter into the fullness of that experience. And that is only possible when we cross to the other side. You are not afraid of the other side. You know where you are going. Intimacy brings confidence. Intimacy brings assurance. When you are intimate with Christ, you have assurance that you are in Christ. You look forward to being with him. You want to be with him. You want to go and be with him. That's what intimacy does.
When there is no intimacy, you are scared. You are not sure. Your life is like a lottery. It's like you are taking a bet. I'm hoping maybe when I die one day, I will be with Jesus. I hope I won't go to hell. No, it is not so for those who are intimate with Jesus. Because they are intimate, they have assurance of salvation. They have assurance that they will be with him. They look forward to it. They desire it. If it is possible today, they want to be with him in paradise. So those two critical things, we also must pursue. The knowledge of Christ and the fulfillment of our purpose in Christ Jesus. Whatever he has committed to your hand, do it. There will be a sense of fulfillment at the end of the day. You will know that I have done what I ought to do. And let me tell you this. People who fulfill their purpose, they don't have regret at death. That's why death becomes sweet. It's not bitter. When they think of death, when they are at the moment of dying and they reflect back, they are grateful to God. They sing praises into eternity. They are not full of tears. Say, oh, how I wish I did this. Oh, how I wish I had done this. Oh, how I wish I had completed this. No, because they have fulfilled their purpose. They are relaxed. They are happy. They are grateful to God. They are just singing to God. Say, Lord, in mercy, receive me. I pray that you also, you will fulfill your God-given purpose in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.